Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 21, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm cold, Dave. How are you?
So am I. It's, what, 6 below was this morning, and I think we're going to get even more of that coming. And I wish I was in Florida at the Gulfstream as right now, as what we're going to be talking about today. But speaking of weather, were they saying there's going to be some rain tomorrow at Gulfstream?
Yeah, 50% chance of rain, Dave. I did check the forecast just a little while ago. They're talking about a quarter an inch, so
that's not
bad. I don't imagine they'll take the races off the turf, though it might be a little softer than fast. And who knows what it'll do to the main track. You know, my recommendation is, keep track of it, monitor it. If the track conditions change, adjust your handicapping accordingly. Throughout the course of the podcast, I've through many horse nugget segments, given some counsel and advice as it relates to off tracks and certainly Tomlinson figures previous experience on either sloppy tracks or less than firm turf courses. And certainly the scratches and things can change the dynamic of the pace in a race.
Yep.
So those are all things to consider as you make adjustments tomorrow, if need be. So that's my commentary about the weather.
All right. And unless you're living under a rock, it is Pegasus World Cup day at Gulfstream Park, and we're going to be talking about that in just a minute here. So let's get this taken care of. Make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find all the links, all the ways to listen to us. We have all your bases covered. Just click a link. We also have our Facebook group. Click that link, and you can join our Facebook group and get active there as well. As well as you can ask your Amazon Echo to Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. You'll be able to listen to our latest episode. Be sure you're following us on Twitter. And it's mostly very important this week for sure at Off the Charts HR, as Steve will post any late-day changes or maybe some other picks he finds. But he'll have plenty of picks, so I don't think you have to worry. Also, we'll also make sure we mention our Patreon page, patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. We'd love to have you donate to the cause and help us keep the lights on. We'd really appreciate donations. So we're going to review last week, and then we're going to dig into the last six races of the Gulfstream Pegasus card for Saturday. So go ahead and give us your review of last week.
Yep. So quickly, Dave, 4 stakes races last week, 1 top 2 pick winner, 2 top 3 pick winners. Yep. So it's 364 stakes races handicapped over the course of these podcasts, 159 top 2 pick winners, 44% of the time the winners of these stakes races are coming out of our top 2 picks. So, kind of maintaining that trend, and so as I give out these picks, I've paid close attention to the top 2 picks, because almost half the time the winners are going to come from those picks.
They sure do. So no nuggets this week, because you have 6 races to cover for this big card at Gulfstream Park, Pegasus Cup World Cup Day. So let's go right into it. We're going to go into the 7th race. 7th race is 7 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's the Fasic Tipton Hurricane Birdie. It's $150,000 for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward. It looks like we have a pick 3, we have a pick 5, and even a pick 6 if you so choose. Available for your exotic wagers. So go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be the 5 horse. The 5 horses named Blamed. Bill Mott trains Julian Le Peru jockey 5-1 the morning line. We get Le Peru on a horse that he won on the last time, which is a positive sign. A horse that does show some early speed, but is also cutting back in distance. Though, when I go back in this horse's past performances, even at 5.5 furlongs, this horse was showing early speed. So this horse obviously has a quick turn of foot. I don't see a whole lot of speed in here. Mott is red hot, at Gulfstream. And so, I think this is the right horse to maybe go wire to wire in this field. So let's make the 5 horse Blamed our top selection in this 7th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Awestruck is trained by George Spanky Arnold, BJ Hernandez, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse was beaten last time out by a couple of the horses in this particular race, Dave, but I do note this horse was a little bit over 2-1. Mm-hmm. And though this horse didn't win, but finished four and a quarter lengths back, it was on a sloppy track. And so if we do get a fast course tomorrow, I would anticipate that this horse, fourth off the layoff, will probably show up and give a pretty good performance. And BJ Hernandez is one of my favorite jockeys. So let's make the three horse Awestruck our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the four horse. The four horse is Shamrock Rose. Mark Cassie trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 2-1 in the morning line. I have noted that this horse was in a grade two and grade one races the last two times out. And broke from absolutely horrid post positions, 14 out of 14 last time and 12 out of 14 the time before that. So there's a little bit of a drop in class here going down to a grade three on a horse that, you know, probably needs the class drop. And we get a good combination in Cassie and Irad Ortiz, who are 23% overall over the last year and 29% when they team up together at Gulfstream. So let's make the four-horse Shamrock Rose our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the seventh race, Saturday, Gulfstream Park, our selections are 5, 3, 4.
Okay, let's move on to the eighth race. And you know I'm going to have a challenge with this one, right? I knew you were thinking about it. One, it's a mile and a half, long distance here on the turf. It's a grade three. It's the La Pravoyante. 200.
La Prevoyante.
I got it now. $200,000 for Philly and Mayors, about 4-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, I did chuckle to myself the other night when I was handicapping that St. Dave's going to enjoy that one.
Okay. And don't forget, I don't know if I'm not sure, there's a pick five available in this race as well as pick three.
Yep. So my top selection in this race is going to be the three horse. The three horse is English Affair, trained by Spanky Arnold, Javier Castellano, 8-1 in the morning line. I like the fact that this horse has raced at this mile and a half distance before. I like these English Channel horses when they have to go a length of ground on the turf. Certainly nothing wrong with the turf record, 11 starts, 3 wins, 4 seconds, and a third. Particularly interested in the jockey change to Castellano, a bullet work in the holster. These are the kinds of horses that Castellano wins with. And, you know, just a profile of the kinds of horses that he's probably going to sit chilly and make one late run. And so at this distance, I think, you know, the jockey will have a lot to do. This, you know, these longer races tend to be jockey races and getting your horse in the right position and pushing the button at the right time. And no one's pushing the buttons better right now than Javier. So I'm going to make the three horse Dave English Affair our top selection in this eighth race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 11 horse. The 11 horse is Top Cats. Brendan Walsh trains Julian Le Perreux, the jockey, 15-1 in the morning line, Dave. Mm-hmm. We get second North American start, and we get a horse that shows early speed with a jockey who, for whatever reason, really knows how to rate them at long distances on the turf. Now, Le Perreux is pretty much known as a jockey who sits very patiently and closes with most horses, except when he's going a distance of ground on the turf, and then he does a really nice job of getting them out on the front, and he can really nurse the pace along. Yeah. And at 15-1, second North American start, I got to put this 11 horse in our picks, Dave. So I'm going to make the 11 horse Top Cats our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 9 horse. The 9 horse is Santa Monica. Chad Brown trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. Jose has won a couple of times on this horse, so certainly familiar. Hard to leave Chad Brown out of a big stakes day like this. So it makes sense to me that we put Chad Brown and Santa Monica in our selection. So let's make the 9 horse, Dave. Santa Monica, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park, race 8 on Saturday. Our selections are 3, 11, 9.
All right, let's move to the ninth race. Ninth race is 1 mile. It's a grade 3. It's the Fred W. Hooper. It's a purse of $150,000 for four-year-olds on upward. You have a pick 4 available as well as pick 3. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so this race is going to come up a little chalky in my opinion. So I'm going to stick to some of the obvious here. I'm going to pick the one horse, Cole Front, Pletcher Trains. Johnny Velasco is the jockey, 9-5 in the morning line. This horse on a very quick pace, won its last time out pretty easily with a 102 buyer speed figure. Has thrown a 107 and 104 buyer speed figures, and it's very short racing life. But the main thing for me here, Dave, is this may be lone speed. Johnny's got the rail. I don't see a whole lot of other speed in here. I can see Johnny just putting this thing on the engine and wire in the field. So I'm going to make the one horse, Cole Front, our top selection. I think the horse that could wind up get a stalking trip here would be the 8 horse, Dave. So the 8 horse, Coppertown, another Pletcher trainee, we get Javier Castellano on this one at 6-1. If there's a horse that can get a stalking trip, sit outside Johnny, maybe take the horse in the lane, it would be the 8 horse, Coppertown, another horse that's thrown some triple digit buyer speed figures in a very short racing career. So let's make the 8 horse, Dave, Coppertown, our second selection in this ninth race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to make the 3 horse, Conquest Big E. Donna Green Trains taking Paco Lopez is our jockey. 20-1 in the morning line.
I take that.
Dave, you know, 13 lifetime starts at this distance, 4 wins in 2 seconds. If you look farther down in the past performances in 2018, this horse can throw a triple digit buyer speed figure. And if the obvious ones get in some kind of pace battle and speed duel going down the stretch, it would not surprise me at all if Paco was there to pick up the pieces. So okay, I'm going to make the 3 horse, Conquest Big E, our third and final selection. So in the ninth race at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, our selections are going to be 1, 8, 3.
All right, move on to the 10th race. 10th race is another really long distance, 1.5 miles on the turf. It's a grade 3. It's the W.L. McKnight. It's $200,000 for four-year-olds on upward. Do you have a pick 3 available on this? Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is going to be Hunting Horn, the 8 horse. Aiden O'Brien Trains. WM Lordan is the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. This is a comebacker for us. We had Hunting Horn in our selections in the Breeders' Cup turf, and as I recall, this horse did make that really nice move, and I thought we were a winner, and then just kind of flattened out. So this is not a second North American lifetime start, though, since this horse did race at Arlington and Belmont earlier in that year. But certainly, Aiden O'Brien usually shows up with horses that he thinks are, you know, have a big shot at winning in these kinds of races. We get a 4-year-old colt. We get a horse that broke out of the 13 post out of 13 horses in that Breeders' Cup turf grade one on Breeders' Cup Day. So, but you know, that was 2018, and it was a few months ago, Dave. But I don't know. This horse makes sense to me, and I like the fact that it's a 4-year-old. And as I told you, my New Year's resolution was to take post position and post position changes into more serious consideration. Right. And this one surely had a rough post last time. So let's make the 8 horse, Hunting Horn, our top selection in this 10th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Our second selection, Dave, going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Zulu Alpha, Mike Maker Trains. We get Irad Ortiz, 4-1 in the morning line. This horse is second off a layoff. This looks like it was a trainer change. Going into that last race, the Fort Lauderdale. So Maker's had a chance to figure this horse out. I like Maker on distance races on the turf. I think it's where he excels. And certainly when he puts Irad up there, deadly combination, 31% at Gulfstream at this meet and 26% overall for the last year. So let's make Zulu Alpha, the four horse, our second selection in this 10th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the six horse, Can't Help Believing, trained by Graham Motion, Joe Bravo, the jockey, 12-1 the morning line. We get second off a layoff. We get a Tampa shipper, and we get Graham Motion, who's one of the very, very best turf trainers in America, if not in the world, and especially over a route of ground. So the price is right. The age of the horse isn't right at 8 years old, but if anyone can get this horse ready, you know, look like that last race at Tampa was just a tightener for this one. So let's make the six horse, Dave, Can't Help Believing, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race at Gulfstream on Saturday, our selections are going to be 8, 4, 6.
Well, you got Tampa shipper and you got two Irish horses. You can't beat that combo
you
right there.
You can't beat that, Dave. Nope.
All right. Let's move on to the 11th race. 11th race is the big one. It's the 11th race as a mile and 3/16 on the turf. It's a grade one. It's the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational. It's $7 million for 3-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, so going to go back to the well again, Dave. Going to take the one horse, Magic Wand. We're going to team up O'Brien and Lordan again at 9-2 off the rail here. Second North American start, 4-year-old filly. Certainly should be in her sweet spot from a racing career standpoint. Raced really good in that Breeders' Cup filly, Emerald Turf, and Breeders' Cup Day. Ran only 2 3/4 length off Sister Charlie, who I saw won an Eclipse Award the other night. This just looks like another one of those really good situations. Going to get a nice cozy inside trip. He has an adjusted buyer speed figure off that time form rating of 115 of 101. So certainly I know this horse can race a triple digit buyer speed figure. So let's make the one horse, Dave, Magic Wand, our top selection in this 11th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, will be the two horse Yoshida. Bill Mott trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. Has raced in four or five grade ones in a row. Was a pretty accomplished turf horse before Mott decided to try this horse on the dirt and won the Woodward. And if you recall, Dave, Yoshida was our pick in the Breeders' Cup Classic and only lost by a length and 3/4. So raced really well that day, I thought. So let's make the two horse, Dave, with all the class and the past performances on the turf. Yoshida will be our second selection in this 11th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the seven horse. The seven horse is Bricks and Mortar. We get Chad Brown. We get IRAD. We get 5-1 in the morning line. We get a nice bullet workout on the Palmetto's training course down at Gulfstream coming into the race. We get second off a layoff. My only concern here is will this horse bounce off the 102, which is a new lifetime buyer speed figure for this horse. So so we will make the seven horse Bricks and Mortar our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park, race 11, Saturday. Our selections are 1, 2, 7.
Okay. And with the 11th race being the second biggest race of the day, the 12th race is the big one. It's the mile and eighth, and it's grade one. It's the Pegasus World Club Invitational. Purse is $9 million for 3-year-olds on upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So I'm going to go to try to beat some of the favorites in this race. I'm going to pick the 8-horse Gunavera. Antonio Sano is the trainer. We get Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. This horse loves Gulfstream Park, Dave. 9 starts at Gulfstream, 4 wins, 2 seconds, and 2/3. So 8 times out of 9 in the money. This is the closer in the race. We will need a little bit of a battle and some pace in the race. It could happen. I see some pace scenario here, especially with this horse on the outside, the 12 horse pattern recognition. It will be very important for the 12 horse, interesting, ridden by his brother, Jose Ortiz. It'll be interesting, and I can almost assure you now that I've made that Jose Ired Ortiz connection, I can almost assure you that this horse is going to be gunning from the outside and try to push this pace and hopefully set it up for his brother. Who, by the way, with this horse, Gunavera, from a style standpoint, Gunavera seems to sit a little bit closer to the pace in these races at Gulfstream than some of the races that he's been running in previous graded stakes races. So I'm going to hope we get a little bit of a pace meltdown, and Gunavera is flying in the stretch. I've always thought this was a really talented horse who's, you know, certainly can throw the kind of buyer speed figure is going to be needed in order to win a race like this. I don't think this horse will be outclassed here. So I'm going to make the 8-horse Dave Gunavera our top selection in the Pegasus World Cup Race 12 on Saturday. And then I'm going to go to the obvious ones, Dave. I'm going to take the 3-horse City of Light. Mike McCarthy trains Javier Castellano, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. I'm going to make this horse our second pick. Certainly the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, that 110, that 110. I almost said 1010. That 110 buyer speed figure stands out. Dave, this horse has had 10 lifetime starts, won 5 of them, ran 4. 4 times second and 1 times third. So 3 times,
can't beat it.
10 races in the money, all 10 races. You get a red hot jockey, but this horse has never been on this racetrack. So kind of interesting.
Yeah,
that workout on January 19th.
I was gonna say, look at that bullet workout.
47-1, the top workout at that distance out of 104 horses that trained at that distance that day. So though it's never been on the Gulfstream track, certainly is showing some good work in the morning out there. So we're going to make the 3-horse City of Light our second selection. And we will go to the 5-horse Accelerate with Sadler training and Joel Rosario, the jockey, 9-5 in the morning line. Multiple triple digit buyer speed figures highlighted by a 115, at the Pacific Classic there at Del Mar. I thought the horse peaked that day, ran off 1 by 12 lengths, only threw 100 buyer speed figure the next time out, threw that 105 in the Breeders' Cup Classic, which was enough to beat the rest of that field, Dave. But I just did not like particularly how the horse looked that day. Certainly looks like it's training. He's training well at Santa Anita.
Never raced at Gulfstream.
No, gonna try to beat him, Dave. Obviously, wouldn't surprise me if Accelerate or City of Light won the race.
Right.
I'm hoping these two go at it really hard in the stretch, and then maybe Gunavera can pick up the pieces of some tiring horses that have been battling for a little bit of a distance of time. So. Let's make the 5-horse Accelerate our third and final selection, Dave. So Gulfstream Park race 12, the Pegasus World Cup, Dave, our selections are going to be 8-3-5.
Well, there you go. That's the big races for this Saturday at Gulfstream Park. I hope everybody has a lot of good luck here. So let's wrap this up. Make sure you're going to our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. And then you know how to listen to us. Just click the links. All the information is there on our website. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, as there might be any updates, changes, maybe the weather. You might have some extra picks. You don't know. Make sure you're following us. We'll be tweeting all throughout the racing. So if you have any questions, you want to ask us any questions, feel free to send us an email at questions@OffTheChartsHorseRacing.com. With that, any other closing comments?
No, Dave, I just, encourage the listeners to check the weather and check the track conditions and use some of the nuggets that have been passed along through these podcasts and apply accordingly as you handicap the races yourself.
Absolutely. And if you want, go back to the special episode number 1 for the horse nugget segment that we put together and review all that. That'll definitely help you as well. All right. With that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.